Valuing yourself is the hardest thing that people practice. And you know, when people don't practice valuing themselves, what they do, they criticize themselves a lot. And that gives a lot of negative emotions. Myself, Anjali, emotional intelligence expert and coach, I'm talking about today, self-criticism. How can you stop the self-criticism? At times, even I have a couple of clients and many people, what I have experienced in this journey, that people criticize themselves. At times they criticize themselves that they believe they can get better results later on. So they actually, I have not done this, I should have done this. So this is these comments, these words are basically, you are criticizing yourself, and when you criticize yourself, you create a lot of negative emotions. Yes, at times they can be a motivator for you that you perform better in the next round, the next place. But what actually happens, they create a lot of negative emotions and give a lot of frustration that affect your productivity and your self-image and in your eyes. So when your self-image impacts you, actually they create that image before others as well. So it's not really, and it's not really for emotionally balanced, keeping yourself in balance state when you criticize yourself. So what can you do when things are not working and blaming yourself? It's somehow you are creating more and more weaker emotions for yourself. And that's just to figure out how can they be good for you when you are criticizing yourself, and these weaker emotions make you gradually more weak. So let's figure out what can you do actually. First of all, just stop criticizing yourself and giving yourself a credit that you have not done anything, even if the result won't come according to you. So it's basically just to stop doing that, stop giving zero credit to yourself. Whenever we make an effort and do something we did, so just stop doing this zero effort, do that, I will never do this, I will never get this hurt. So never, basically you can find some opportunities. The second one is that you can find in any situation, even that didn't work, you can find some opportunities in that. And you can praise yourself for your efforts, and you can find your what next can be done. In fact, what I see when people, when you are not really able to get the result, you can actually figure out more opportunities than comparatively when things work in one go. So yeah, that's the best way. So you look at it and you can find more opportunities where you can go, and what if this could have done in the right manner, which that you are thinking it's not right now, because most of the results are just not that momentary. So just take it light and stop thinking about it. And the next one I would like to say about regarding results, you can redefine your expectations and redefine your achievements so that it will help you to work more and getting better results for yourself. So just to stop, instead of criticizing, you have to come up with more solution. It will give you a better start and good result in future, right? Instead of the objective is that don't create our self-blaming, but figuring out what else can be done and redefining your expectations expectations from the result you expecting, right? So that will be really helpful. And the fourth one I would like to tell you, even if you are going in that negative state, because emotions are there, so you are going to definitely feel those emotions. And two emotions, when people self-criticize, they actually experience, it's like frustration, shame, this definitely they do, and at times guilt as well. So you can't escape from these three emotions when you are criticizing yourself. So what can you do is give yourself a couple of seconds, 30 to 40 seconds, address your emotions, your feelings, and come back in the normal state. So addressing emotions and come back so you that you can practice consciously, and that's very effective. That will be very effective. Comeback is more powerful. It's not going to happen that you won't experience those emotions, but coming back is going to be powerful. That's all for so whatever four things I told you. Even if things are not working, the first one, even if the things didn't work for you, appreciate your efforts. Just don't give yourself a zero credit. The second about that, you can figure out more opportunities what could have been done. And the third one is you can redefine your expectations, what the result you were expecting, or from yourself actually you were expecting. You can redefine them and you can do better in future. And the fourth one is that give yourself a little time addressing your feelings and come back. Yes, so you can practice all these four because you have to value yourself. When you value yourself, others will do. And when you value yourself, actually, you can do much, much better than when you criticize yourself. Myself, Anjali, Emotion Intelligent Expert, do connect with me for one-on-one sessions or join my programs. They are very powerful based on emotional intelligence and leadership. See you in my program, and do like and share this broadcast because it is going to add value in many people's life. See you again.